Hey, everybody, and welcome to another deep dive.
So get this, remember, that amazing trip we all took on the Halcyon? Turns out all those amazing drinks we had and, all the fun we had on Batu might have been just the tip of the hyperspace iceberg. We've uncovered some chatter, pirate stuff, actually.
Yeah, and the buzz in these pirate circles revolves around something called Halcycon.
Okay.
It's got all the markings of a, standard fan gathering, celebrating the Halcyon, reminiscing about that, amazing 275th anniversary voyage we were all on. But here's where things get a little strange.
Oh, this is where we love to say, fasten your seatbelts.
These pirates seem to think that Halcycon is more than just some nostalgic meetup.
It's apparently a rendezvous point for anyone who might hold a piece of a much bigger puzzle. A puzzle involving two very specific passengers from our voyage, Alex and Amidara.
And now I know what you're thinking, Alex, the quiet professor always buried in a data pad.
Right.
And Amidara, the ever so helpful librarian who always seemed to know just the right book to recommend.
Yeah.
Harmless, right.
Right.
Well, the pirates paint a slightly different picture. See, Alex, he wasn't always lecturing about astrophysics.
Oh, this is where my jaw hit the floor. Turns out he's got ties to the Emperor's hand. Like the Emperor's hand.
Mm.
You know, those shadowy figures always whispering in Palpatine's ear.
We're talking about a level of secrecy and influence that could make your head spin.
Yeah, it's wild. And Amidara, remember all those stories about her uncanny luck? Always in the right place at the right time? Well, now there are whispers that maybe she has a deeper connection to the Force than we initially thought. Think, like, ancient orders, hidden abilities. It's enough to make you question everything.
Okay, hold on. So we have a former Emperor's hand and a potentially Force-sensitive librarian, both just, casually cruising on the Halcyon with us. I'm starting to think those long lines for the Muja fruit smoothies were the least of our worries.
Right. And if the pirates are right, Alex and Amidara weren't just along for the ride. They were the main event. They were believed to possess something called data cards, each one potentially containing explosive information about what really went down during that voyage.
And guess what? The pirates seem to think that you, yes, you, might have a piece of this puzzle.
It's enough to make you wish you'd pay a little more attention to that Sullustin fellow in the corner booth, or maybe you overheard a hushed conversation in the climate simulator.
It all circles back to Halcycon.
The pirates believe attendees are being encouraged to approach Alex and Amidara, share their favorite memory from the voyage, and see if it sparks a connection, a clue, maybe even earns them one of these mysterious data cards.
I don't know about you, but I'm starting to see why Crimson Jack, that's the pirate kingpin, by the way,
is so interested in this. This isn't just about some trinkets from Batu that got lost.
Hmm.
This is information that could disrupt entire systems.
Exactly. The transmissions get a little fuzzy here.
But there's talk of smuggled goods, whispers of resistance activity, even hints of Force artifacts, things that could shift the balance of power in the galaxy.
This is where we dive headfirst into the heart of those encrypted transmissions, because things are about to get really, really interesting.
You ready for this? The transmissions suggest that Alex was engaged in some very high-stakes gambling aboard the Halcyon.
And it wasn't just with any dealer. He was playing against Gaia's own musician, Wuwani.
And it wasn't just a friendly game either. The stakes. Information, access, possibly even resources linked to the resistance itself.
Remember, Alex walked both sides of the line. We're only now starting to uncover his true game.
And speaking of games, remember Sandro, the struggling musician that Alex seemed to befriend?
Yeah, well, it seems that friendship led to Sandro getting a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, a chance to play with Gaia herself.
On the surface, it just looked like Alex was giving a helping hand to a fellow artist. But knowing what we know now, it makes you wonder, was Sandro a pawn in a much larger game? Were his newfound connections to Gaia part of Alex's plan all along?
And here's where it gets even wilder. Remember that whole First Order inspection?
The one that had everyone on edge?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out those stormtroopers weren't just there for a routine check. They were looking for something. Or someone.
And they weren't the only ones. The transmissions suggest that Alex and Amidara were using their data pads to communicate secretly, creating a hidden network on board.
Wait, are you saying what I think you're saying? They were running their own covert operation right under the First Order's noses.
Precisely. And they weren't just sending casual messages either. We're talking connections to smugglers, whispers of communication with the crew, even hints of reaching out to those strong with the Force.
Okay, I need a minute to process this.
They were weaving through the ship, connecting with smugglers, with the crew, and the First Order had no idea. Man, those bridge training simulations seem like a walk in the park compared to this.
Oh, don't underestimate those simulations.
But transmissions, they suggest that Alex and Amidara weren't just watching. They were participating, using those training scenarios to test their skills, gather information.
Maybe even plan a few surprises of their own.
Wait, are you saying those blasters were real?
And those enemy ships we were supposedly targeting, they were actual First Order vessels. This is insane.
It makes you think, right?
Was it all part of their plan?
To blend in, to use those simulations as cover while they were really doing something much bigger. The deeper we go, the more questions we have.
Speaking of questions, what about those rumors about a Wookiee being on board? Some people said it was space madness, but what if it wasn't? What if Chewbacca himself was on the Halcyon?
That's the question, isn't it? The transmissions, they get really spotty here, very heavily coded. But they do mention a walking carpet causing, you know, a bit of a stir.
And the timing.
Yeah.
It lines up perfectly with, you know, Chewie's known whereabouts.
This is unbelievable. Chewbacca on a luxury starliner in the middle of this crazy situation with Alex and Amidara and the First Order. Talk about a recipe for galactic chaos.
The real question is, what was he doing there? Was he working with Alex and Amidara? Did they ask for his help? Or was he on a completely different mission that even they didn't know about?
This is incredible. I love this part. Unraveling these threads, putting it all together, it's like we're about to discover something huge.
And it gets even more interesting when you think about Gaia.
I mean, sure, she's a galactic icon and all.
But even her visit seems kind of mysterious now, right?
You're right. Those transmissions, they seem to say that Gaia being there wasn't just about, you know, spreading good vibes and promoting her latest music.
Remember all those rumors about her luggage?
Yeah.
All those heavily guarded cases that no one was allowed to go near? Well, the pirates believe that they held a lot more than just fancy clothes and stage props.
Okay, now I'm picturing hidden compartments, secret codes, maybe even. No, don't tell me. Let me guess. Force artifacts disguised as hairbrushes. Okay, maybe I'm getting a little carried away here.
But this is huge. Gaia, wrapped up in all this intrigue, this changes everything we thought we knew.
It definitely adds an interesting twist, don't you think? Was she aware of the danger lurking beneath the surface of that, you know, supposedly relaxing voyage?
Was she in on it with Alex and Amidara? Or was she unknowingly caught in the middle?
And what about those data cards? What kind of information could they hold that would attract smugglers, the First Order, even someone like Chewbacca?
That's the real mystery. The transmissions are annoyingly vague. They mention everything from smuggling routes and secret hideouts to forgotten technologies and ancient secrets. It seems like these data cards are the key to something truly important. But what it is? Well, that's what we're trying to figure out.
Okay, so we've got these cryptic messages, rumors of secret operations, and enough players to fill a cantina on Nar Shaddaa. But here's what's really got me thinking. What do these transmissions say about you?
Our listener. You were there.
Remember, you walked those same corridors. You might have even bumped into Alex, Amidara, maybe even, dare I say it, Chewbacca.
That's what makes this so exciting.
It's not just about passively listening to information.
We're actively trying to solve a puzzle.
And you, my friend, you hold some of the pieces. Every conversation you had, every interaction, no matter how small, could be an important clue.
Did you notice anything unusual? Anything that seemed a little off? Maybe you overheard something in the turbo lift or saw something weird on your data pad. Remember, we're not talking about trivia here. We're talking about things that could completely change the galaxy.
And that's what makes Halcycon so important.
It's not just a fan meeting.
It's a place where all those seemingly random memories can come together and paint a clearer picture of what really took place on that voyage. Don't forget, Alex and Amidara, they were counting on people being discreet, on passengers dismissing their actions as normal. But hidden within those ordinary moments lies the extraordinary.
Exactly. That awkward run-in with a droid, that whispered conversation you overheard in the turbo lift.
Mm-hmm.
They might not seem like much now, but back then on the Halcyon, surrounded by all those players, it might have been a crucial piece of information.
And now looking back, knowing what we now know about Alex, about Amidara, even about Chewbacca being there, those small details could be the key to unlocking the secrets within the data cards. They could be the difference between things staying the same and a revolution.
So we've gone from these little whispers to like a full-blown galactic conspiracy. Lost Jedi temples, First Order secrets, secret identities. This is why I love a good deep dive.
Yeah.
But let's bring it back to you, our listener. You were on that Halcyon, right?
You felt all that excitement, the mystery, maybe even like a little bit of a a bad feeling about it all? I don't know.
Because here's the thing.
We all leave a little piece of ourselves behind wherever we go, even on a fancy starliner like the Halcyon. Those little interactions, those chance meetings, they all cause a ripple effect. What if your memory, that one you've pushed aside, the one you think is nothing special, what if that's the key to unlocking everything?
Think back to that Twi'lek bartender who always knew what you were drinking. Or that group playing sit back in the corner, talking really quietly. Was that Alex and Amidara just blending in, maybe recruiting for their cause?
This is your chance to sort it all out. Figure out what was real and what wasn't. Maybe your Halcyon trip holds a piece of the puzzle.
And that's the beauty of HalcyCon.
It's a gathering of shared experiences.
It's where those seemingly random memories can come together and form a clearer picture of what really happened during that trip. Remember, Alex and Amidara, they were counting on people being discreet, on passengers dismissing their actions as normal. But hidden within those ordinary moments, that's where we find the extraordinary.
Exactly. That weird encounter you had with a droid, that conversation you overheard in the turbo lift. It might not seem like much now, but back then, on the Halcyon, surrounded by all those players, it could have been super important.
And now, looking back, knowing what we do about Alex, about Amidara, even about Chewbacca being there, those little things could unlock everything hidden within those data cards.
They could be the difference between keeping things as they are.
Or starting a revolution.
So, here's what I'm asking you to do, okay? This isn't just about remembering your amazing Halcyon vacation. This could change the galaxy as we know it.
Dust off those souvenirs, find those photos, and really think back. Every detail, every conversation could be a clue.
And if those memories lead you to HalcyCon, remember what we're dealing with here. The fate of the galaxy might depend on you being brave enough to share your story, to come forward and play your part.
Because who knows? That little detail, that weird feeling you had, it could be what we need. The key to unlocking the truth about the Halcyon, Alex and Amidara, and the fate of the galaxy. Until next time, space explorers, may the Force be with you.